Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is the Runner's World Podcast.
Welcome to the Runner's World Podcast with me, Rick Pearson.
And me, Ben Hobson.
The working from home isolation thing continues, but we do have a guest this week, and it's always a great pleasure to chat with Kieran Alger, who'll be bringing us all the latest tech updates to help you deal with running during the COVID-19 crisis.
So how have you, I mean, the most used question at the moment, I think, how are you? Are you okay? Are you well?
Yeah, or not bad here, mate, in Tulse Hill. Keeping okay. I have been out running, actually. Lucky enough to live in southeast London, so it's quite a lot of big green spaces and quiet sort of little trails and quiet roads. So did a bit of running locally, and then went to a place called Down, which is most famous for Down House, which is where Sir Charles Darwin spent some of his life.
Wow.
So it's kind of on the kind of London-Kent border. So it's technically in Bromley. But yeah, it was very nice. Went for a walk around something called the Cuddam Circular. So it's about a 7-mile walk, just me, my wife and my young child. Yeah, and it was very nice. Quite rural and isolated, dare I say, down there. So it felt like a nice responsible way to get outside.
Yeah, most importantly, the isolation bit is the key there, you see. I mean, it's different, I think, for obviously depending on where you're listening, and for those who live in rural areas, it'll be a different tale. But it's been quite, I say interesting, and what I mean is scary, in the fact that there's still a minority of people, and they are thankfully the minority, but of those who enjoy sports like running and cycling, who have sort of been unadhering to the rules about sort of social distancing and going out for sort of group runs still and things like that. And it's quite a sort of, we're all for people being active still. And I think that's crucial really to sort of everyone's wellness in terms of health and mental health. But it's mad, I think, that there's people still meeting up for group stuff at this precise moment in time. I'm a witness to quite a bit of it over the weekend. And it's kind of a shame really, because it will no doubt mean that it will lead to measures like in Spain where, you know, it's on complete lockdown and in France where, you know, you're allowed out, but sort of within a 1 to 2 kilometre radius of your house. So there's no sort of, I think one of the tweets by the Ministry of Sport was, you know, 1 to 2K, you're definitely not going to be doing any 10Ks sort of vibe. So, right. You know, it's a bit of a shame really that, you know, there is a whole world of rural, unexplored, isolated areas, and I think that, you know, all meeting up at the local green space is not the way to be doing it.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think as runners, we want to, you know, we really want to keep running, don't we? And we want to make sure that throughout this that we are allowed a window of the day to run, even if that's less running than we like. But I think actually, yeah, we to ensure that's going to happen, a certain element of responsibility needs to happen right now. And it's like, yeah, don't be meeting up in large groups to go running in what are still quite busy public parks. I think that there are responsible ways to run, which is absolutely what we want to encourage. And I spoke with Lewis Moses from Next Levels or New Levels Coaching, and he's set out a few guidelines which I think are good, they're a good sort of framework for doing this. So I'll just rattle through them. And number one was like respect the guidelines. So like the guidelines that Public Health England have set out are there to be respected, and actually we're still in a fortunate position compared to some other countries in that we are allowed to get out and we are encouraged to stay active, and we want that to remain the case. But I think for that to happen, we need to be following those guidelines. Find the right balance. So the good news for runners and the aerobically fit is that we are better prepared for a virus like this, and we do have a better immune system as a result of the sport that we love. But you can overdo it as well. Like if you're like doing marathon training stuff or super intense running, actually your immune system can take a real hit. So it's actually not a responsible thing to do to be battering the training now anyway. You also said that rest could be best. You know, like often when you take a little bit of rest, there's all this kind of like fear that you're going to go back to square one. But often a couple of easy weeks or even an easy month, actually you can come out the other side of that, particularly if you've been overdoing it or have a few niggles, come out of that in a better place physically, I think.
For sure, man. Like pro athletes aren't training that hard all the time, so I don't see, you know, your amateur runner doesn't need to be doing that amount, and I kind of feel like that gets lost in the confusion of it all perhaps sometimes.
Yeah, and there are other ways to keep fit, Ben, as well, aren't there? Like obviously getting outside and running, that's absolutely the golden standard, isn't it? That's what we want. But actually, it's a heart and lungs gig, really, running. And your heart and lungs can be worked in many ways, even from your living room with like workouts like that. Or if you're lucky enough to have a garden, there's obviously skipping and all the rest of it that you can do. So it doesn't mean you have to be completely static. And if you're indoors, and then one of the interesting things, just a final thing, because I don't want to go on about it too long. But he said actually, like you know, if you're disappointed by your spring marathon not happening, and I know lots of people listening to this will be. You've got to bear in mind that actually April time, you weren't going to be doing a lot of running in April before the marathon anyway. It was going to be an easy month. You were going to be tapering. So the idea that all this fitness that you've got is going to be lost because you've got to do a bit less at the minute, I think is a fallacy. And also we've got to see the big picture, and you know, what's happening at the minute is bigger than running. And as runners, we've got to be responsible and think about larger society, really.
Yeah. I think the last bit that Lewis talked about, which is a very personal experience for me, is it was working on your weaknesses. and I'm taking the time now to sort of enforced reassessment of what I'm good at and what I'm not good at. And that has involved me stepping back out in the running shoes, Rick. I've done a massive 2 miles so far.
Is that the same as a short 2 miles, or how does it differ?
No, it's massive. It's a very different type of running. And do you know what? It's actually been super interesting because all the things that I kind of knew that were wrong with my possibly biomechanics and stuff, which has led to these injuries, it was highlighted quite significantly, mainly by the DOMS that I've got and the sensations in the legs that I've missed for a long, long time. So that's why working on the weaknesses is now a thing. I've got some very physical feedback on what needs to be worked on. So that's exactly what I'll be doing.
Yeah.
Oh, when good. I say listen, when they say listen to your body, well, my body is shouting, so I cannot ignore it. So yeah, it's good. I think that's a really good one to, you know, it can be a bit monotonous doing those little drills that we all need to do, but you know, we've got lots of time, so this is the time to do it.
Agreed. And I think we'd like to hear from our listeners. Are you still running? What are you doing to adapt your running, and how are you trying to be as responsible as possible while continuing to run? podcast@runnersworld.co.uk.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And UnitedHealthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Tell you what, Ben.
Yeah, mate.
We've got a guest, haven't we?
You what? How did we manage such wonderful things?
We've convinced Kieran Alger to come on the podcast remotely, so I think it's time that we introduced him now.
We're talking tech with Kieran Alger.
Talking tech.
He's an awesome ultra runner.
Talking tech.
Talking tech. He's very charming.
Talking tech.
Knows his polar from his garment.
Talking tech.
Kieran Alger, welcome back to the Runner's World podcast.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, it's a little bit of a different one this time from my lounge, but it's nice to be on. How are you guys holding up?
Yeah, good. I'm glad that we're getting an insight now, because last week we talked about I'm back in the spare room on the floor because it seemed to work last time. So I'm doing that. Rick, are you still at the kitchen table?
No, I'm actually in the front room this time because my wife and son have just popped out. So yes, I've got the. It's pretty luxurious compared to the kitchen table, actually.
Wow, this is it. You've
gone premium economy. Yeah.
Kieran, yeah. You're gonna help us with some running tech to keep us going and keep us surviving, right?
Yeah, and I mean this is kind of a test of how all the technology works, and I think people are going to be experiencing a lot more tech in their lives just because of the current situation. I think it's really interesting to see how everyone's adapting and sports are evolving and people are doing fitness classes in their front room more than they would have. And this may be the time when people actually get to sample this and realize it's so doable and it's manageable and there's actually a lot out there that can be done using tech. So yeah, I'm watching from a kind of an interested position to see whether this is a flipping kind of a turning point in the, you know, the adoption of tech generally in how we sort of train and what have you. But with that in mind, I mean, I guess you've got the other extreme, which is, you know, you may well have spoken about this guy in France, I believe, who ran a marathon up and down a 7-meter balcony. Did you see that?
Yeah, wow. Yeah.
I mean, that's extreme, right? What I've got here is hopefully going to be some stuff that if you want to run a marathon, you know, up and down your balcony, I can help you make it more accurate. So strap on a kind of a stride foot pod, or use something like some smart insoles, or even some of the connected shoes, which, because they're not based on GPS, they use accelerometers, motion sensors. When you're doing those laps up and down, it'll be counting your steps really rather than anything else. So you'll actually know if you've done a proper marathon. I'm not sure if that guy's actually a little bit short, you know.
Oh, this is incredible.
Oh, you have to do it again.
Just get back out there and do it again.
Well, the other thing, make him do it again.
And if you're going to do that, you've obviously got to paint a blue line, right, around your house. If you're doing laps through the rooms and you've got the room.
That's true.
Follow the blue line.
But surely that blue line now would be the longest route, because you want to get as many miles in as possible. Just so, around, you know, it's not the racing line anymore. It's literally as far as you can possibly go.
True. Do it. Paint it around the perimeter, yeah. But fair play to that guy. And I think one of the places I wanted to start was, we've obviously seen a lot of people everyone having all their races cancelled, and there are now a lot more alternatives to run virtual races. So these are quite simple. You kind of sign up, you run the distance on your own, you track it with your watch or your app, provide the proof to the organizer, and you get a medal at the end. And there are a lot of companies who used to offer this, that was their main business, but actually we've seen lots of events that have been cancelled adopting this as a way to, you know, let you use the training that you've done and still, you know, have that moment where you've got a medal and complete it. And that was, you know, I've had a lot of questions. What should I do now that my marathon's been cancelled and, you know, it's going to be all pushed into the autumn? And my advice would be to use this tech and go out and if you've done the training, to go and do the distance anyway. And you'll move yourself into a far more positive position where you've achieved the marathon distance or the half marathon distance. You'll have used the training and you'll get a medal and you'll feel much better for it. There's those options. But if you're really in lockdown in your house and you want some tech that's going to help you generally stay fit, there are actually loads of options as well, very much budget dependent. So you've got some really serious setups like Zwift Run, where you have obviously the treadmill, a foot pod, and a screen, and you're running and powering an avatar through Watopia, a virtual world that we've spoken about this on the podcast before. And that's one thing. It's got the bonus of being very social, so you can have interaction, you can arrange times to meet and run alongside other people's avatars. So it brings the social bit back in as well.
It's costly though, isn't it?
And that's going to be, for most people, that's not necessarily going to be possible, because you've got to invest in having a treadmill and you need all the kit in the space. So yeah, if you're lucky enough to have that room and the money to buy one of those, that is one option. Peloton's another one, which again is, is treadmill based. The treadmill's, fairly pricey, being honest. So, and again, you need to have a decent amount of space in your apartment. One good thing about Peloton though, they've moved as well. So you don't just have to buy the equipment, the bike or the treadmill. There are now, there's a digital version which gives you access to training sessions, guided training sessions that you can do just using a screen, an iPad, a TV, a phone, and you can follow along in real time or on demand. And that essentially gives you, it's not going to be running. So one of the things about a lot of the tech that I'm going to talk about now, we're really looking at this being your opportunity to do that training that you have maybe been neglecting. Now's the time to do the core work and the strength. And the strength work. So other options along that line, there's a device called the Fit with a double I chest strap. And that is usually £45 per month. You have a chest strap that you wear. There are guided video sessions that you can follow in real time or on demand. And you basically do the classes, it tracks all the data and puts it into the app. Now, they've responded to the current situation by opening up a 90-day trial for the virtual training part of that, the videos and the sessions for free, which is a really nice really nice offer.
Yeah.
And I think it's really nice to see some companies who are responding to this in a positive way and giving people an opportunity to get fit and carry on. So that's one really good option now that you can sample for free, do them in your front room. And there's everything there from, HIIT workouts to sort of core strength, a huge range. If you want a slightly different spin on that, and this is another chest strap based one, there's a product called MyZone, and it's been around for a long, long time, and it's quite a favourite among a lot of the gyms, where they'll kit up their people going into their classes with a MyZone, and it basically turns working out into like a friendly competition. So it converts all of your heart rate, your effort, into points, and that means that you kind of get this democratization of the class and the fitness, because you get rewarded for how hard you're working, not how fit you are or where you start. And so it's, you can compete with people, and I think this is a fantastic option for if you're stuck in the house with families and you want to get the kids involved, or you're starting from different places. You can do all kinds of different workouts using the MyZone, and then you can have a league table of just your family and see how you all compare, whether or not you are working harder or it just gives you a nice way to bring a little bit of friendly competition among people in the family. And even, you can look at the leaderboard and have people remote or people in the location. The MyZone is not really cheap. It's £130, £129.99. But you could, if you bought one right now for this current situation into the house, you don't have to train at the same time. You can share it, wash it, all of those things. So it might be a nice little product that you could use as a family if you're in a family unit.
Yeah, that's good. I can see that leading to some interesting family arguments about who's the fittest family member.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just a nice way, because no one has to feel left out or feel like they're being judged based on their current fitness. It actually means that all of a sudden you're all working together. It's quite a nice spin on that. Another slight different one, and there's a product called the Active 5, and this is essentially, it's about the size of a pebble that fits in the palm of your hand, and it's got a lot of pressure sensors, and you could use this as an isometric kind of strength trainer. So you apply pressure with different kinds of holds, so you might hold it between the palms of your hands and really push together, which will work your arms and your pecs, or you can do any kind of leg-based workouts, holding it between your knees, or there's a whole gamut of different drills that are in the app, and you basically control a line to make sure you're exerting the right pressure for the right amount of time. And it, again, it's sort of pocket size, it takes up no space, and it's quite good for people who might not be as mobile, or you've got a really small amount of space to do some workouts there. That's £125. The app guidance and the video tutorials are really, really solid as well. So that's another good option. Are you guys fans of kettlebells?
Yes. I am, actually. Yeah, I think both are, yeah.
So I've not yet worked out how to really master the kettlebell. I'm constantly being told that I'm not doing it right. But this, there's a thing called the Jax Jocks connected kettlebell, which is, it's like one of those multi-selectors. So it's many different weights in one. You can choose it. So it takes up a certain amount of space. You don't have to have sort of five or six different weighted kettlebells. And it has a sensor in it that automatically tracks the reps, the sets, and the weights. And again, as many of these things do, it comes with video guided workouts. So you can, basically exercise along and hopefully hone your technique. I obviously need to do a little bit more of that. But that's another really nice option.
Can I ask my patented Luddite question of the week, if that's right? How do they change the weight of a kettlebell? Or am I misunderstanding the question?
It's got a selector, so it will leave some of the weight behind in the stack.
Incredible! This is incredible.
So
wow.
If you're short of space, the only downside of the Jax Jock is it doesn't go up to the really, really high weights. So there is a limit, but
not a problem, Kieran. Not a problem.
for those of the weaker arms. high reps, low weight as well you can do, which is all good. And then there's another one which I talked about on here a little while ago, and it's called the Tangram Smart Rope. It's a smart skipping rope. Yes, you can skip with a normal skipping rope, but I quite like this. I'm here to talk about tech. So it basically also tracks your skips in real time, and it will present the number of skips you've done up in front of you using LEDs as the rope flashes by. You see it almost projected onto the sky in front of you, which is a fun way to bring skipping in. But again, you don't need an awful lot of space, and actually it's a really good exercise for runners as well. So that's another one. That's £79.95. And my final one, and this is my least favorite exercise apart from burpees, is the plank. And there's a brilliant product that's trying to make the plank more fun, which is called the Stealth Plankster. And it's a bit like a boogie board come balance board. So it's like the top end of a surfboard or whatever. And it you plug your phone in, and it uses the phone's motion sensors to let you hold a plank position and then make minor adjustments that controls kind of avatars and things in interactive games. So an example of this would be steering a spacecraft through an asteroid field with the tiny little movements you do from side to side whilst holding the plank. And this encourages you to actually activate more of the muscles in the core.
It's the gamification.
It's the gamification of the plank, mate. It's what
we've been
waiting for.
Mate,
I think we've reached peak tech.
It's been an e-sport. It's an e-sport. It's going to be an e-sport soon. There'll be a championship. There'll be people will be playing FIFA at the same time.
And, it's two games in one, because you basically just time yourself for how long you're holding the plank and go and try and beat that guy who did the whatever it was. It's like, I can't remember the hours.
Eight hours.
He'll have no chance once people get hold of this and they're binge playing FIFA. And then I think, we'd be remiss if we didn't touch upon, there are options out there for free as well. And there are dozens of free training apps that you can use. The loads of them come with brilliant sets of exercises, individual drills, full classes, things like the Runtastic, Adidas Training, Nike Training Club. There's another one called Kaya, which uses AI to actually track your position as you're pulling a plank or you're doing some of the exercises, and helps you make sure you're doing it in the right form. And these are all worth checking out if you don't have to spend loads and loads of money bringing in a gadget to track you as well as doing the exercises. And then my final piece, I think this morning, just because I've got a small boy, he's nearly 5 years old. We're both stuck at home. Is that the body coach, Joe Wicks, has started doing workouts every day on a Monday from 9 a.m. live on YouTube, and the whole family can get involved, and he'll take you through a half an hour HIIT session that you can all do as a family. And I think, you know, again, YouTube is a great resource right now for all of these things, but that's really nice because it's train along, so it's all done live and Joe's doing it with you. And I think that's a, you know, it's a every day, if you want to get a bit of rhythm, habits, whatever, into your life, a bit of structure, then that's a good place to start, I think.
Yeah, definitely. It's been, some of those things are great. I think that Joe Wicks' stuff on YouTube with the schools and the way he's been working and getting kids active is and the fact that he's, you know, doing these live things every day is a testament to the man, to be fair.
He is the Jamie Oliver of fitness, isn't he, I think?
Yeah, and I've been following for a while him going out to the schools, and you know, this feels like a natural progression actually, and it's a really nice thing that he's doing. He's a positive message, trying to get children to be more active so they learn better, and you know, this feels like a great moment for that.
Yeah,
and we're all, you know, for parents out there who know they've got they've got a day of home teaching and becoming teacher ahead, this is just a really nice way to start it.
Definitely. Kieran, thank you so much for coming on the Runner's World podcast remotely and talking about the kind of running tech that can keep us healthy and happy. It was great to chat to you.
No problem. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, enjoy the self-isolation, guys.
Yeah, we're trying to. Cheers, mate. So nice to chat with Kieran Algo, as ever.
Oh, a breath of much needed fresh air as we're in isolation. It was really... It's good to hear on a few of these bits of tech that can be helping us as we're sort of finding our way in this new way of living, right?
Well, I'm very excited about, you know, the stealth plankster. I can see that being a real favourite in the Hobson
yeah,
household.
I mean, that's gonna take off massively. I think that's more of the competition, I think, than the my zone. I think that everyone will be trying to outgame each other.
Yeah. So we're back next week, same time, and we are chatting with someone from Run Things, who are a virtual run group, who I think are going to come into their own even more so over the next couple of months. That brings us to the end of this week's episode. Massive thanks to Kieran Alger and, of course, to you for listening.
The Runner's World podcast is, of course, available on Acast, iTunes and all of your favourite podcast apps. Just search Runner's World UK. If you've enjoyed the episode, please give us a review and remember to stay well out there, isolate, run on your own if you can, and tune in next week.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.